Wednesday night with Bar Halacha. Okay, so we're learning about the obligations that a husband has towards his wife, the monetary obligations we're talking about now, and we left off that if he can afford it, or if she's accustomed to living a certain standard, or it's the derech of the neighborhood that they live in, so a certain standard of living, which includes cleaning help and help with the children, let's say to go to a Beit Achlama and the like. So all these things, so any of these three would kick in a chiyuv. According to most poskim, there's also actually a chiyuv to eat meals together, unless she's meichel or she agrees that it doesn't work out with the schedule. But otherwise, there's a chiyuv. That's one of the chiyuvim, is to eat meals together. You actually see from your Yeridaya, from Hilchos Tayrus Mishpacha, that eating together is indeed an ishus, is in the context of ishus, because you see there's halachas governing it if she's not tahor. So it makes sense, it fits in, to say that that's part of the chiyuv to eat together. According to some, it's only Friday night, according to the Rambam, based on a Mishnah Ksubis, but according to most poskim, there's always that chiyuv. Normally, if there's a vitur, if the schedule doesn't work out, he doesn't get home and till later or whatever, and then she's mevater, so she's mevater. But otherwise, the chiyuv is there. Another chiyuv is what in the Gemara talks about, ma kesef l'tzarcheha. So what that translates into is personal spending money. In other words, besides the money for the house, for household, besides mazonos, and besides money for the house, which is needed to run the house, but she gets like an allowance. She gets personal money for, she can spend it on whatever her needs are. It's very hard to translate into how much. You know, in the Gemara's time, it was more kesef that Chazal, but koveya is—it's like a small amount. It's for nothing really. It's for little things, so it's very hard to be koveya. Hopefully, it's that chiyuv is being fulfilled in the normal running of a household. Hopefully, if it's not, then you really have bigger problems probably than the more kesef. Okay. Is it one more interesting halachic point? Mosar mazonos belongs to the Baal. In other words, the Baal has the chiv to provide money for mazonos for the house. So if, let's say, there's a sale or things are cheaper than they expected, or even if the wife who's shopping went to like a shuk instead of the local makolet, so she saved money that way, so that money belongs to the Baal. Mosar mazonos goes back to the Baal. But the Gemara says, "Im tzimtzuma me'isasa." That's the Lashon HaGemara. But if she deprived herself of something, let's say she skipped the meal, or she didn't buy a dress that she was entitled to buy that she needed, so that's already that's a big machlokas in the Achronim, in the Rishonim, and in the Achronim, who that extra money belongs to, quote unquote. It's called tzimtzuma me'isasa, that she deprived herself of some of her own food or her own needs. And some say, therefore she can keep the money. And some say, no, that also goes to the Baal. But most of mazonos in general, just if there's leftover money because of whatever reason, then that does go back to the Baal. Okay.